Title: Sequence Jungle Drop for Heavyweight Sub Impact in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, let's build a proper jungle style drop in Ableton Live 12, with that rag bounce and a sub that lands like a concrete block but stays clean. We're going for rolling jungle energy, syncopation, call and response, snare confidence, and those landing moments where the low end arrives on purpose. By the end, you'll have a working 16 to 32 bar drop loop, clean kick and snare, hats with swing, a sliced break for movement, ragga style space in the rhythm, and a sub that hits hard without eating your headroom. First, quick setup so we don't fight the project later. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174 BPM. I'll use 172. Now make a drums group, and inside it create tracks for kick, snare, hats, break or chops, and perk if you want. Then make a sub track, and an FX track for impacts and risers. Before we write anything, headroom. Keep your master peaking around minus 6 dB while building. If you start too loud, you'll end up overcompressing everything just to survive. A super practical gain staging target while you're still writing. Get your kick peaking around minus 10 to minus 8, your snare around minus 9 to minus 7, and your sub around minus 12 to minus 9. The sub will feel huge even when the meter says it's lower. That's normal. Now let's build the drop-ready drum foundation. Start with the kick. Load a clean, short kick into a drum rack pad or simpler. For jungle, you usually want something punchy and controlled, not a super long boomy tail that argues with the sub. Program a one-bar pattern on a 16th note grid. Put a kick right on 1.1.1. Then, optionally, add a second kick around 1.3.3. That second one is a little push that helps the groove drive into the back half of the bar without getting too busy. Process the kick with stock devices. Add EQ 8 first. Don't automatically high-pass the kick. Only do that if it's ridiculously subby. Instead, listen for boxiness, and if you hear that cardboard vibe, make a small cut around 250 to 400 HE, maybe minus 2 to minus 4 dB with a medium Q. Then add drum bus. Keep it subtle. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6%. Boom at 0 to maybe 10%, but be careful because we want the sub to own the deep weight. Damp around 5 to 20% and give the transients a push, like plus 5 to plus 20, so the kick punches through. Next, the snare. This is the jungle statement. Put the main snare on beat 2 and beat 4, so 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. If you can, layer it. One tight crack for definition, and one wider clap or layer for width and attitude. In a drum rack, that can be as simple as two pads triggered together, or two samples stacked in the same chain. Now EQ the snare. High pass around 90 to 120 HC so it's not competing with the sub. If it needs presence, add a little at 2 to 5 KHZ. If it's dull, a gentle shelf around 8 to 10 KHC can add snap. Then add saturator. Turn on soft clip, and drive about 2 to 5 dB. Then bring the output down so you're not just making it louder. We're adding density, not volume. Quick coach tip here. If you layered snares, check phase. Put utility on one layer and hit phase invert left and right and see what happens. If the snare suddenly gets hollow or loses weight, flip it back. If it gets stronger and more focused, you just fixed a hidden problem in 10 seconds. Now hats. This is where the ragga slash jungle bounce starts to feel alive. Put closed hats on the offbeat eighth notes, 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. Then add a couple quiet 16th ghost hats between steps so it rolls a bit. The key is accents and slight imperfection, not a machine gun line. Humanize it. Randomize velocities a little, like 65 to 95, and then pick 2 or 3 hats and nudge them late, by 5 to 12 milliseconds. That tiny delay creates groove without you even touching a swing template yet. Process hats with auto filter high pass around 250 to 400 HC to clear low junk. If you want grit, a tiny touch of redux can work, but keep it light. Then utility for width, like 120 to 150%, but only on hats and percussion. Your sub stays mono. Now let's bring in jungle break energy without losing the punch of our clean drums. On your break or chops track, load a classic break into simpler. Amen, think, whatever you've got. Set simpler to slice mode, and choose transient slicing. That usually lands right for breaks. Now the important rule. Your main snare is already handled by your snare track, so don't let the break replace it. Use break slices as ghost notes, little fills, little shuffles, and heritage movement around the core kick and snare. For processing, high pass the break around 120 to 180 HC. The break should not carry sub. Then add drum bus with a bit more aggression than the kick, drive around 5 to 15%, and transients plus 10 to plus 30. If it needs some dirt, add saturator on warm tube with low drive, and if the brake is noisy, use gate gently subtle enough that you don't chop the life out of it. Here's a drop trick that works ridiculously well. Automate the brake volume so it's slightly lower in bar 1 of the drop, and then opens up by bar 2. That contrast makes the drop feel bigger without you changing your master level at all. Now the main event, the heavyweight sub. On your SUB track, add operator, oscillator on sign, or triangle if you want a bit more harmonic content. Set voices to 1, make it mono, and keep glide off for now. Put utility after operator. Turn on bass mono and set width to 0%. This is non-negotiable if you want club translation. Now write the subline the jungle way, as punctuation, not constant noodling. A beginner mistake is playing too many notes. More notes usually makes the drop feel smaller, because there is no space for the landing. Pick a key, like F minor, but don't stress. Write a two-bar phrase. Bar 1. Hit the root on beat 1 and hold it for half a bar to a full bar. Then add a short answer note near beat 3.3 or 3.4. Bar 2. Repeat the idea, but change the ending note, maybe the fifth, maybe the octave. And here's an extra coaching rule that will instantly make your groove sound intentional. Pick a sub-landing grid and commit to it. For beginner jungle drops, choose one reliable spot where the sub lands every time, commonly beat 1 and slash or the end after 3. Even if your break gets busy, the listener feels that anchor and your low end feels confident. Use Lave 12 MIDI editor to help you here. Turn on scale mode so you don't hit wrong notes. And use highlighting so you can literally see where your kick and sub are landing. You're aiming for locked, not almost tight. Now make the sub audible on small speakers without destroying it. Add saturator after utility. Soft clip-on. Drive just 1 to 3 dB, tiny. Then match the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. Then add EQ8 at the end. Low pass around 120 to 180 Hz depending on how bright your sub got. If you hear extra junk in the low mids, tame around 250 to 500 Hz, but don't overdo it. Sub is supposed to be simple, optional but powerful operator trick. Add a very subtle pitch envelope to create a transient thump without making it clicky. Keep the amount tiny, and the decay short, like 10 to 40 milliseconds. You should feel it more than hear it. Next, sidechain the sub to the kick. This is how you get loudness without distortion. Add compressor on the SUB track. Turn on sidechain, select the kick track. Set ratio to 4 to 1. Attack around 5 to 15 milliseconds so the kick transient gets through. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds and adjust by feel. Lower the threshold until you see 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. If it feels pumpy, shorten the release. If the kick and sub blur together, increase the reduction slightly or tweak release timing until the low end breathes cleanly. Now let's make it feel like a real drop, not just a loop. We'll build a pre-drop bar, one bar before the drop. Remove the kick entirely or high-pass your drum group with auto-filter so the low end disappears for a moment. Add a snare build that speeds up, like eighths into sixteenths, and then put an impact right on the first beat of the drop. For the impact, you can use a crash plus a sub-drop sample, or synth one fast. Operator with a sign, a fast pitch envelope downward, and then a reverb tail. If you do reverb, high pass the reverb input so the reverb doesn't smear your low end. Now, first bar of the drop. Less is more. Keep bar 1 clean and upfront. Clean kick, confident snare, sub landing, hats. Keep the break layer minimal in bar 1. Then bring more break movement in bar 2. That contrast is what makes people do the face. And now add variation, because jungle needs it. Every 4 or 8 bars, do one clear thing. A quick snare fill, a tiny kick mute for a quarter bar, a break chop switch for one bar, or an offbeat ragga stab. If you want a quick ragga stab using stock tools, make it in wave eatable with a saw and square, low pass filter with a short envelope pluck, then add echo. High pass the echo input or feedback so it doesn't muddy the bass zone. You can resample one good hit so it behaves like a classic one shot. Also a big arrangement rule, put fills at the end of bar 4, 8, or 16 but keep beat 1 of the next bar clean. That reset is what reads as power. Now we glue and control, but we don't crush. On the drums group, choose one main bus move, not 5. Beginner stack glue, drum bus, saturator, limiter, all at once and wonder why it got smaller. Pick one main character device. If you choose glue compressor, attack 10 ms, release auto, ratio 2:1. And aim for only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. If you choose drum bus on the group instead, drive around 2 to 8%, boom 0 to 5%, and again, Don't step on the sub. Then check your low end with Spectrum on the master. You're looking for a strong fundamental around roughly 40 to 60 HC depending on the note, and you're watching out for a pileup around 80 to 120 HC, the mud zone. Two extra power moves before we wrap. First, parallel harmonics for phone translation, the clean method. Duplicate the Asubi track. Keep the original as pure sub and low pass it. On the duplicate, add saturator with a bit more drive, then a Q8 and high pass around 120 to 180 HC so only harmonics remain. Blend it quietly. Now the drop reads on earbuds, but your real sub stays pristine. Second, automate density, not volume. Instead of turning things up, add or remove note count. Mute a couple break slices in bar 1, restore them in bar 2. Make the sub longer in bar 1, shorter in bar 2 while a stab answers. That's call and response, and it creates energy without a louder master. Common mistakes to avoid as you build. If you write too many sub notes, it gets messy and the drop feels smaller. If your sub isn't mono, it won't translate. If kick and sub fight, it's usually sidechain timing or envelopes. If the break is full volume from bar 1, you lose the opening punch. If you oversaturate the sub, it sounds cool solo and ruins headroom in context. And if the snare is too thin, jungle won't feel confident on 2 and 4.